Okay. Any question?
No.
Good. What are we talking about?
Come back with opening.
One word. Love. That's what we're talking. I explained it why. Even Rumi explained it to you that last time, I remember. It's 2740. I have raised up to the lofty celestial sphere that you must apprehend the sublimity of love. Means what? Means I'm making all these stories because I want you to understand love. Which part of love you should understand? That it's not understandable. Yeah. You see what we're doing here? Let me explain it this way, maybe this works. You think that we are trying to give you some ideas which is difficult, complicated, and we are trying to give it to you. Put something in your head, then you will be better. Isn't it? This is what you imagine. This is your hallucination. This is your habit. How do you learn? The others put something in your mind, and you learned it, right? Scientifically, this is what you do. So here, you think it's the same. You're looking at me, and what do you see? A teacher, right? Am I a teacher? No, I'm not. Oh yes, my teaching role is to explain this book to you, to read it together. But beyond that, there's something else. Unexplainable. Beyond the logic. It's about the relationship, right? Okay. I start from zero. You think that we want to put something in your head, and that is not the case. We just want to take out some of those junks from your head. This is what we do. We always say, we don't ask anything. We ask you to do something for yourself. Get rid of these illusions of knowing everything and the rules and it's like that and judging and all that stuff. Isn't it? This is not me talking. Rumi started with this. How did he start this book? Kill those four birds which are your main brain activity. Then let me explain something. Because I want you to understand that you cannot understand. And this is not easy. Check it with the children. When they are at the age of 4 or 5, they pretend that they understand everything. Go and tell them, what is the meaning of Bichibarachuchu? They will explain it to you. Yeah. Because that's the way all animals are living. Human life is different. Why? Why? Honest. Okay, yes, you pretend that, yeah, we understand what honesty is and we know this and we know that. But these are not the stuff, these are the details of here and there. The major difference between we and animals is what? there is an independence for animals. An animal should be picked up, put somewhere else, and that's that animal. Human being is not that. You take one human being, from here, you put it another place. You don't have the same human being. This is it. Because we are not one anymore. We are not single. There is no me really. The illusion, yes. Illusion of me and me being independent and me and the universe and all that is nonsense. For human beings, it doesn't work that way. Because where is the culture? Where is it? It's in the air. Yeah. Nobody knows where it is. And it's everywhere. Because we are here. We disappear, that knowledge disappears. It's our soul. We have a soul. The soul of we. Means what? Means aha. A part of all that I explained to you about the relationship between humans, which starts with talking and writing, and that way our ideas and brains are connected. Nowadays, it's all in the computers. Yes, it's out there. That's how it works. Because a part of all these connections, physical, mental, blah, 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 there is an internal connection here, which could grow and become like light. This is what we want to explain. This is why he actually said on the meaning of, but for thee I would not have created the heavens. Means I created everything for you. If it was not you, I wouldn't create it even. It sounds nonsense, doesn't it? But Rumi explained it. And he said, I raised all of these stories because I want you to understand the meaning of love. Understand that you don't get it. You don't understand it. And you cannot. But you should wish. Yes. Why? How? Because that connection is it. We are talking about happiness, joy, satisfaction, all of that stuff. Oh yes, there is animal satisfaction, which is food and sex and reproduction, right? Simple. For us, that's not it. There is something else. Something will come out from we, within us. Do you think about it? How many times I gave you the examples? And I always go to the other side. Art. Right? Because over there, you understand, when we talk about beauty, you understand there is some elusive stuff over there, but it happens that somebody suddenly will get genius and will create this stuff. Aha! We are talking about creativity. Are you listening? Do you think about creativity? Creativity is the work of God. Who else is doing it? We. This is that we are at the same image. Means we are creator, we are creating, aren't we? Today, nobody could say, what are we creating? Look up, Hubble. Period. That's it. We are creative. We. There is no I creative. Because that I is one of we. If Michelangelo Buonarroti, which I admire a lot, if he was not born in Italy, at the same time he was born in China, he wouldn't be a sculptor. Period. Because in that time in China, they don't need the sculptor, because everything should be symmetric, and it's the job of a technician. So, all the environment, who could deny the influence of these two fellows, the young Michelangelo and the old fellow who is the most experienced one, that the best one, and blah blah, Da Vinci. If there was no Da Vinci, there was no Michelangelo. Because Michelangelo needed the approval and the eyes of that guy who was fighting. This is how it works. This magical stuff. What is this? He said, it's like this. Let's put this aside. Let me tell you about the story of a silly fellow who every day will go and beg for this and that stuff and that stuff. You remember last time we read this? He said, he goes around and begs. The king will say, you son of a gun, you are this holy fellow. Why do you beg? Let me give you everything. He said, no. I have to do this. He was doing it, why? Because he was told so. Today, the following part of that story, which is, after 2 years of this begging and that stuff, an order will come and something will happen. This is where we left.
Who's
that? روز پنجشنبه اینه اینا با جا بجا شد my mistake means for whatever I said you should wait. What? What laughing? What? Wait for what? This is the trick, because this book is one word, that's it. All of it, six books all together, is one story only. It's one thing that you hear it from here, this part of it, that part of it, that part of it. Okay, now today we are in the middle of the other stuff.